going on the road. What have you seen as far as reasons for change, details, or was it mental approach? What's the big reason you think you guys are doing so well on the road this year?
I think we're doing well on the road and at home. We just ain't coming out with the win at home, but I feel like we just competing, man. Like, we down here for a whole week. Just got done with Jacksonville, and then we on to Tampa. So I feel like we just competing, man.
What has this week been like being, you know, kind of away from your, you know, like away from home? Like, how has the team responded to being out of
that? It was just a change of scenery, right? I feel like we just enjoying it. This beautiful Sarasota. This is nice, man. And we're taking it all in, and at the same time, we're working every day. And you can't beat this weather. You can't beat this scenery, the Ritz. You can't beat none of this. So, I mean, I'm just taking it all in, enjoying it, and we're playing ball.
What do you think of the facilities up at IMG?
IMG, man, I've never seen nothing like that. That's pretty nice, man. I just don't know when those guys go to school. It's like it's sports year-round. But it's real. I mean, that's a nice facility, man, and that's big.
How does it compare to what you guys have back home?
Like, what are you saying back home?
How does the facilities at IMG, how does it compare back in Oakland?
In Oakland? Compared to Oakland Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's different, man. You know, the Raiders, our facility is coming along, you know, but IMG is IMG, you know.
Michael, do you have to explain yourself to referees now when you got the 15-yard for the throw slash, when I think anybody that's talked to you about it knows that it's not a throw slash? What do you have to do about that?
Just talk to the ref before the game or something. I ain't going to make a big deal out of it because it was just a misunderstanding, you know. So, I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know. They ain't perfect now. So, I mean, I feel like they thought I was going to do it and they was already ready, but I've never did the throat slash, you know. So, I'm sure they'll go and film and look at that and next week, if I get in the end zone or if I celebrate, then I won't get that flag.
Seems like so often on third down or, like, when they need a big play, if they look to you, is there anything on third down you get – More amped, is there anything different about those situations, why you kind of continue to come through there?
No, I mean, I think we have so much talent, man. You never know who's going to get the ball. You got Coop, Seth, Roberts, Andre Holmes, Johnny coming off. You never know. Just be ready. And I feel like as a group, as receivers, we ready. You know, we do a good job of being ready, whether it's first, second, third, or fourth down. And that's what I'm emphasizing with them guys. Like, hey, man, we got to be ready no matter what. You know, overtime, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth, man, we just got to be ready. And I feel like those guys are you ready?
Mike, what's your thoughts on the Bucs secondary, especially Grimes and the Corners, Grimes and Hargraves?
We just got into the film on them. I feel like they're going to come to compete just like anybody else. I'm sure they want to make big plays, and they want interceptions, and they want to do we want touchdowns. We want to make big plays, so competition, man, and I can't wait to play those guys.
It seems like in the past couple of weeks there's been, like, defense has been trying to scheme against Amari or against you, but you guys don't seem to care where the ball goes. Is that a nice room like that you have that, you know, whoever has a good day?
We together, man. We're trying to win. By any means, we know what's at stake, and I feel like we're doing everything it takes to win.
Michael,